I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians used to be a vital force in the Middle East, but the rise of radical Islam and violence has driven many away. The Pope took time during his visit this week to encourage them. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says it was a timely address. He says dedicated and godly leaders lead the remnant church. Pray for the believers who remain because
it is a daily battle that they are in. They're living their faith one day at a time, using each day to bring glory to Christ, to share the gospel, to disciple new believers, and to make an impact. And each day for them is tenuous.
Meanwhile, a new leadership development department plans to lighten the load for Wycliffe Bible translators. With the ministry's plan to have every language in the translation process by 2025, the new division was crucial. Their job is to encourage new team members and to look for those with leadership potential in each ministry division. All this to make leaders who will be passionate to see projects to completion. Pray for the new team that their roles will help translation move forward efficiently. And finally, a branch of the Jesus Film Project is hoping to present Jesus as a role model to youth around the world.
Crossroads is comprised of teams in over 70 countries now that are trained to take curricula into schools, into orphanages, into community centers and other settings to introduce youth to the concept of godly character and how to make wise choices for their life.
Working with Campus Crusade and the Jesus Film opens many new doors, but new fields mean more workers. You can help. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is now offering a copy of the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle with E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of what God's doing in the Middle East. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.